The deepest want of man is not a desire for happiness, but a craving for peace, inner peace. Our deepest longing is not the fulfillment of every desire, but a craving for the confident rest of being in the will of God. The Bible doesn't promise happiness, but it does promise peace, as we see in Psalm 34. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And then in verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil doing. Lasting peace isn't found in more things, a nation's military strength, or a person's financial increase. In fact, lasting peace is found and kept when people acknowledge God as both Lord and Master of all things. When each of us come humbly to the foot of the cross of Calvary, receiving Jesus' forgiveness and restoration, an amazing peace settles into the believer's heart. The well-known poet and philosopher Dante was wandering one day over the mountains and eventually came upon a secluded monastery. His mind was consumed with conflict, and he deliberately longed for refuge from his inner turmoil. He pounded on the monastery gate, and a monk opened the gate and noticed immediately the sad, pathetic look of misery on Dante's face. He asked, "What do you seek here?" With a sigh of despair, the poet replied, "Peace." It was the same old craving, followed by the same old search. But that solitary place could never give true peace to Dante's heart, because peace doesn't come from outside circumstances. It comes from within. We can have peace in the spring of youth or in the winter of old age. We can experience peace in a lowly cottage or in a noble mansion, in terrible pain or in superb health. The secret of peace is in our partnership with Christ. You can have peace in the midst of any storm if you have Christ. He is our shelter from the storm, the soul's haven of rest.